The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you're listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is episode 1080. It's a Friday, and I thought I would do a short show today rather than overwhelm you. And it answers a question from someone: do recruiters read cover letters? Hope you find this helpful. Please give it 5 stars in Apple Music, a thumbs up on YouTube if you see it there. It helps other people discover the show. And if you're interested in my coaching you, listen to the end of the show. There's information there. And by the way, over the weekend, take my classes on Skillshare. There are 7 classes there as of now. I'm in the process of adding an 8th about second interviews. Good material. And I'll simply say you can take the classes for free, but if you decide to join the site, use the link in the show notes because you'll get 2 months free if you join. And now, let's get going. And the question for today is, do recruiters read cover letters? The answer is, not if you send them as a separate attachment. I'm not going to pop open a cover letter as an attachment. I'm just going to go to the resume. But if you turn it into a cover email, that is, use the message area of your email to lay out a case for yourself, then you have a shot at my reading it. But it has to be done in a way that makes it clear what you're trying to communicate, because I'm not going to read the, I'm forwarding my resume to you because I understand you're trying to fill a position as a such and such. I believe my background with such and such, coupled with my, will make me the right person for your client. I'm not going to read that nonsense. Here's what I want to read. I want to read something that takes the requirements of the position and sticks them in the left-hand column. And in the right-hand column, I want to see how long and how recently you performed that function. If you want to include what the tasks of the job are in that, I'd like that too, because what you're doing there is using the cover email to make a case for your candidacy instead of just sending a bunch of fluff. No one wants to read the fluff, you know, because what's the point of it, right? You're not selling anything. You're just saying, you know, garbage. So use the cover, the email body, to lay a case for yourself in the way that I suggested, and then you have a shot at people reading it. Not just me, but corporate recruiters, agency recruiters in general. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments, so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Money. Sometimes it's hard to make it all add up. With a Microsoft 365 subscription, Money in Excel helps you keep track of all your accounts in one place with added alerts and personalized budgets. Buy now at Microsoft365.com/money.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.